General Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State and a former chairman of the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, died on Monday from complications of COVID-19. He was 84. His family announced his death in a Facebook posting saying, "We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American." The family said that Powell was fully vaccinated against the virus. He had multiple myeloma, a white blood cell cancer that suppresses the body's immune response, according to U.S. news outlets. Even if fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, immunocompromised people are at greater risk. Powell was the country's top diplomat from 2001 to 2005 during the first term of Republican President George W. Bush. In a tribute, Bush and he said he and former First Lady Laura Bush were deeply saddened by his death. President Joe Biden called Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell was viewed in U.S. political circles as a moderate Republican and a pragmatist. He considered running for president in 1996 against Bill Clinton, but decided not to, as his wife Alma voiced fears for his safety. In 2008, he broke ranks with the Republican Party and endorsed the presidential candidacy of Democrat Barack Obama, who went on to become the first African-American elected to the White House. Media controlled by Northern Ethiopian forces said the government launched airstrikes on the capital of Tigray region on Monday. The government has denied those reports. The Northern region's Tigrayan People Liberation Front said the attack on the city of Mekele killed several civilians. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is warning Russia against distracting European leaders with new talks when it has yet to make good on previous commitments. Austin made the comment Monday during a visit to Tbilisi, Georgia, to meet with the country's prime minister and defense minister. He said he's in Tbilisi to reassure Georgia. He said Georgia and the United States have many shared interests and values, and he noted that he sees a number of opportunities for security cooperation. The visit to Georgia is the first stop of a European swing that will also take the U.S. Defense Secretary to Ukraine and Romania. Austin will also travel to Belgium during this trip to participate in a NATO defense ministers meeting. And Russia is retaliating for the recent expulsion of its diplomats from its NATO mission in Brussels, saying Monday it will suspend its mission to the alliance and ordered NATO's office in Moscow shuttered. Earlier in the month, NATO said 8 Russians working at its mission in Brussels were intelligence officers and removed their accreditation. NATO also cut the staff at its Moscow office from 20 to 10. Relations between NATO and Russia have been particularly strained since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. Since then, both sides have been critical of each other over military exercises near the borders between the two. A Nigerian state government said Monday that gunmen from a criminal gang attacked a village market in northwest Nigeria, killing dozens of people. The gangs, known locally as bandits, have terrorized northwest and central Nigeria for years, but attacks have become more violent in recent months. A government spokesman said, "We're not sure of the death toll, but it is 30-something," adding that the attack occurred on Sunday evening. Bandits raided another village market on October 8th near the border with Niger, killing 19 people. Since last month, Nigerian troops have been conducting air and ground operations on bandit camps. Telecom services have also been shut down to disrupt communication between the gangs. Officials are worried that bandits are relocating as a result of those operations and network disruptions. 3 protesters carrying a Tibetan flag and a banner that said "No Genocide Games" attempted to disrupt the flame-lighting ceremony for the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics on Monday. The protesters are calling for a boycott of the Games. They tried to gain access to the ceremony at the Temple of Hera in Greece, the birthplace of the ancient Olympics. They were quickly detained, however. One protester said, "How can Beijing be allowed to host the Olympics given that they are committing a genocide against the Uyghurs?" He was referring to China's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.